Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. Israel's military has said aid deliveries into Gaza will be ramped up in the coming days across new corridors and border crossings. A spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said getting more supplies in was a top priority.
This increase in aid is a result of increased efforts, among them opening the Israeli port of Ashdod and a new crossing that was opened into northern Gaza, and increasing the amount of aid coming from Jordan through Israel, entering Gaza through the Kerem Shalom humanitarian aid crossing.
The charity World Central Kitchen said it would resume humanitarian operations on Monday, a month after seven of its staff were killed by an Israeli strike that prompted international condemnation. Burkina Faso has suspended more Western and African media outlets over their coverage of a Human Rights Watch report, accusing the army of over 200 extrajudicial killings. The report said the soldiers had suspended local villagers of supporting Islamist militants. David Bamford reports.
Last Thursday, the military government in Burkina Faso ordered the suspension of transmissions by the BBC and Voice of America for broadcasting details of the latest Human Rights Watch report on the country. Now the authorities have extended that ban to include the French network TV5 and the websites of Le Monde and The Guardian, as well as the German broadcaster Deutsche Welle. On Saturday, the Burkinabe government spokesman said the Human Rights Watch report was premature, and he denied that the military government was refusing to investigate the claims.
Tens of thousands of Georgians have marched towards Parliament in the capital Tbilisi, protesting against legislation that would label some organisations as being under foreign influence. Holding European Union flags, they were joined by 100 rights groups and opposition parties. The demonstrators say they were defending free speech and Georgia's European future. Analysts are seeing the protest movement as a turning point for Georgia. The government has reintroduced the bill a year after withdrawing a very similar one in the face of mass protests. Tornadoes have left a trail of destruction in the U.S. state of Oklahoma, killing at least four people. Cleanup operations have been taking place in the town of Sulphur, where every business seems to have been destroyed. At a news conference in Sulphur, the Republican Speaker of the Oklahoma House of Representatives, Charles McCall, insisted the town would recover.
We will rise. We'll clean up. We'll rebuild. And we'll move forward. We'll be here every step of the way with Sulphur and the other communities across the state as we move forward and seek restoration.
The storm late on Saturday flattened buildings and triggered power cuts across Oklahoma. BBC News. Ukraine's top general says his troops have been forced to make a tactical retreat from three villages on the Eastern Front as they await much-needed weapons from a huge US aid package. Oleksandr Sirsky said the situation had worsened as Russian forces continued to attack along the 1,000-kilometre front line. A British Member of Parliament says he was expelled from Djibouti because of its close ties with China. Tim Lawton told the Daily Telegraph newspaper he was detained for hours during a trip to the East African country earlier this month before being deported. He's among a small group of British MPs who've been sanctioned by Beijing for highlighting alleged human rights abuses against Uyghur Muslims. A team of scientists say they discovered a type of porous material that can store greenhouse gases. They say their findings are an important step towards capturing these gases from the air. Charlie Haviland reports.
Planting trees is an effective way to capture carbon and mitigate climate change. But as Mark Little, a lead scientist in this research, points out, it's very slow. Molecules made by humans can remove carbon and still more potent gases like sulfur hexafluoride more quickly and efficiently. The team have done exactly that. They made molecules that are hollow or cage-like, whose surfaces attract the harmful gases and then store them. Their work was hugely speeded up by computer modelling. The team say this lays the groundwork for creating an unprecedented supply of new materials to address pressing challenges, including carbon absorption, medical tasks, and the removal of toxic compounds from the air.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the top football league in France for the third year in a row. The men's side were confirmed as champions after second-placed Monaco lost on Sunday. The result means PSG can't be caught at the top of the table, with three games of the season still remaining. That's the latest. BBC News.